NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, February 28th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. COVID-19 impacts, Google wins on a First Amendment challenge, and HackerOne with bug bounty details. This is the Business of Tech. More updates on the coronavirus, or as we should properly refer to it, COVID-19. HP has canceled its partner event, which was scheduled for next month, and indicated that the event will take place in the fall. Facebook has also canceled its F8 event, which is its annual developer conference, and Cisco has canceled its Australian event in March, which is among a number of events in Asia that have been canceled. Channel EDE has a very good summary of the impact in various regions and by company, so I've included a link in the show notes. Why do we care? Let's start with some context. This virus has infected globally more than 82,000 people and triggered more than 2,800 deaths. Each year in the U.S., the flu infects between 9 and 45 million, with between 12,000 and 61,000 deaths. Homelessness in the U.S. is estimated to kill roughly 13,000 people each year. From a raw health risk perspective, we really shouldn't care as much as we currently do. And I've included a link to a video from Dr. Drew saying exactly that. It's the media caring too much. This is causing a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's covered aggressively, companies take actions, those cause impacts, which are covered aggressively, which causes more action, and the loop keeps spinning. Remember those numbers as we put this in perspective, and think about what's happening. Google successfully persuaded a federal appeals court on Wednesday that it does not illegally censor conservative content. In a 3-0 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Seattle found that YouTube was not a public forum subject to First Amendment scrutiny. The court upheld the dismissal of the lawsuit against Google and YouTube by Prager University, a conservative nonprofit. Writing for the court, the judge said YouTube was a private forum, despite its ubiquity and public accessibility, and hosting videos did not make it a state actor for purposes of the First Amendment. Why do we care? A reminder, the First Amendment applies to the government censoring free speech, not private companies or people censoring free speech. It does also not remove the consequences of speech, except from governmental action. As a broad statement, as I am not a lawyer, and I don't play one on TV. Following this up, YouTube has released its Community Guidelines report, which is the first time it's shared information about its appeals process. In 3 months, YouTube received nearly 110,000 appeals from creators that their videos were taken down, and reinstated 23,000 videos. Again, remember, YouTube is a private company. It can do what it wants. If you want more competition, well, that's what either the market or antitrust is for. HackerOne, the bug bounty platform, doubled in size in a year. 7 hackers have now made $1 million each from bug bounties. Since launching in 2012, companies have paid the ethical hackers $82 million in return for detection of 150,000 vulnerabilities. On the platform, the U.S. Department of Defense runs programs such as Hack the Pentagon, Hack the Army, and Hack the Air Force. According to HackerOne's report on the space, 93% of Forbes' 2,000 companies do not have an easy means to report potential security issues. So why do we care? You know who also has a program? Marriott. Even Rockstar Games has one. Backblaze has one too. And in my reading of the programs, you know who doesn't? The companies servicing the technology services sector. I couldn't find one. Here's my tip of the day to vendors serving the technology space. Here's an opportunity to really lead. You say you're all about security? Move beyond just marketing effort and actually lead. With the absolute power and risk that your tools impart, there's a real differentiator to the supplier who hardens and truly leads here. And to those consuming, if you think I'm right, now is the time to demand, because we know the criminals are coming for us. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, 3 things you can do right now to help. First, review and like us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you listen to the show. It really helps. Second, subscribe to our YouTube channel, getting videos and live streams for additional insights and stories. Finally, sign up for our newsletter right on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I think I recorded at least one of those segments 5 times. My neighbors are having their roof repaired, so apologies on any audio I might have missed for the banging. I'm going to talk to you all on Monday.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.